Welcome to Shom Achshav and Nedav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yidishma, Sam Yaakov Shom, Le'a Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo Pastor, Daf Ayin Gimel, in the Agates of Rabbi Bachano, and we reach now the second Maimer, the second story of Rabbi Bachana. Omer Rabbo, so Rabbi Bachana says, Ishto li nechusiyom, heard from the people that go into the sea, the sailors, the Yer De'ayam. Bingalo legalo tlas meo parsi. There's 300 parsois between each wave. Verum de galo tlat mea parsi. And the height of each wave is 300 parsis. Zimne chado hava zimno beorcho. Or a corrected girso hava zimno besfino. I went in a boat. Vedalino galo ad de chazino bemar beostoy de koich vazuto. And the wave took me up until I reached the area of the small star. And the small star was the size of the seeds of 40 kor of mustard. If I would go higher, I would get burned from the heat of the star. And one wave spoke to the other wave. Chaverti shavakt midi be'almo teloy shataftei. The union cover, I will come and destroy it. Omalei, so the other wave told the first wave, Puk chazik vurto demarech. See the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meloichuto chalo, one small piece of sand, veloy avri, it doesn't let me pass, shenemar, hoisilo yisironu mashem, yipone lo yisachilu, hashasamti choyl kvu layam, choy kolom veloy avrenu. The sand stops the sea from going through and destroying the world. So this again, we see over here, Agadato, that literally makes no sense. Al peep shot. The waves are talking to each other, taking the person up to the star. What's going on over here? So in general, the Vilna Gaon goes to the Ma'amorim over here, or following the Pasuk. V'yoyim v'yam ed ruach se'oro, v'teroyim im galov. So the first Maimer was Vayoyim Vayam Ruach Sahara, means that the Ruach Sahara tries to destroy the Tzuras Odom, as we mentioned. And then you have the next Maimer, which is this Maimer, the Teroimim Gailov. The second power of the Koyach of Rav, Toyu, in the world, is the Koyach of Gaiva. Explains the Vilna Gaon, the Sahara, the way it works. In the beginning, it makes the Odom feel very good about himself, and then it breaks him. He gives him a gaiva, and then he takes it out. Lifnei shever go'on. And adds the Vilna Gaon Dover Noiro. So when a person matchil odom leilich b'derech Torah, a person starts to go on the right path, he starts something. So then, as yisroimim v'yizgaya libo miyad, he right away feels so good about himself. He right away feels gaiva. But the avoid of a tzaddik, says the Vilna Gaon, is someone who slowly grows and is avoided this Hashem. It's a very long process to get to the next level. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's the story over here. Right away he says that he's going in a Sfina, and the galo, the wave, brought him up until the place of the star. He right away went up so high, he felt so good about himself that he is in such a high level in this world. And here Moshe appears, it's all adds, so why Dafka, the idea of a star is going up to the star? Because the star is the connector of this world to the world above. The concept of a star is some light that we really can connect to. We don't really benefit from it so much. We don't really have shaykhs to it. But it shows you that there is higher galaxies, higher places that we don't belong to. And he brought in the name of the Arizal, that Koichov is the numeric value of 48, connected to 48 Nevi'im, which a Nevi'im is a connecting and a connectors to the world above. So taking the Vilna Gaon with this idea, a person goes up to Shemayim, and he feels that he's where the stars are. He belongs to the stars. And when he gets up to that star, he sees the 40 Seah of mustard. So explains the Vilna Gaon, why mustard? Because here is the Remez. Here we talk about the fact that it's not so easy to get to the high levels. The same way mustard needs to go through grinding, through a whole process, so in order to really elevate yourself, a person needs to grind himself. And why does it say Arboim Girui? It's connected to 40 say of the mikvah. Mikvah also, you can't just put your foot into the mikvah and become tar. Your entire body has to go to the mikvah to become tar. So you need to be fully engaged, fully involved in order to get to the higher levels. Continues the Vilna Gaon, ends the Maimer. The Maimer goes on to say, if you would go a little higher, you would get burned from the heat of the koichov. What does this remez to? That when a person gets to the highest level of gaivo, he gets very angry. Someone who feels so good about himself, he feels he has ritcha d'araisa. He can get angry at everybody around him. That's the worst place where the gaiva can take you. If a gaiva takes a person to the midah of kas, as the Vilna Gaon, that burns the adam. Now, continues the Maimer, and says, one gal tells his friend, did you destroy the entire world? And we're talking here about the koichas of Rav, the Yitzhahara. So the Yitzhahara is, so to speak, speaking, it's saying, that are we able to overcome all human beings and make all of them bad, make all of them have koichas ara in them? So tells the other wave, you should know, because Bochu put the sand to be the gvul layam, to be the border, not to allow the sea to go everywhere. You know, it's the chol in this world, these are the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim protect the generation the same way the sand protects the world from letting the sea from going and drowning the whole world. And explains the Vilna Gaon, that's the idea of the end of the Maimer. The idea is that even a small string of sand is a way to overcome the Yitzhara. Because the tzaddikim don't allow the Yitzhara to enter even a little bit. If the Yitzhara starts, it starts slowly, and it grows and it grows and it grows. The way to overcome it is don't allow even to have a small step inside. So that really means the little bit of sand does not allow the sea to go over at all. The tzaddikim have no shaykhs, the Yitzhara. So to summarize, this Maimer speaks of the second koyach of the koyach atoyu of the Yitzhara, to go and bring a person to gaiva. That's what the gal refers to. It goes up to Shammai, means to bring a person to feel so good about himself. He almost gets burns from the star, means that gaiva could bring him to kas, which combination of gaiva and kas is the worst trait the person can get to. And the koyach against it are the tzaddikim, who are moshul to the sand. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.